Many people feeling close to retirement ask themselves, do I have enough?
Am I missing something?
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, we provide clarity during our complimentary, no-pressure consultation. We're independent advisors using big firm tools with a boutique-style approach.
And no crickets. We stay in touch so you're never left wondering.
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, let us show you how to capture the upside, limit the downside, and feel good inside.
Visit dwstrategies.com.
Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
2-2 pitch. Flied into deep left center field. Back on it, Schmidt. Watching it fly. See you later. It's gone again. Number two today for Jackson Chourio.
Brewers make it exciting in the end, but they drop second game in a row to the Astros, 12-9. Huge day for Chourio, though. 3-for-4, 2 homers, a walk, 4 RBIs. Dom Catronio, who always has a huge day, the host of Brewers Extra Innings, is with us. Hello, Dom.
Hello, how are we doing?
Good.
All right.
Chourio, a huge day. Chourio seems to have found his rhythm. How important is Jackson Chourio to what happens with this Brewers baseball team?
Chourio is everything for this offense right now. I think the way that he's a dynamic player where you're going to put him in there every single day, you can have, like we saw today, opposite field power, you know, left center field power, can steal a base, can hit for doubles, can hit for average. He is just scraping his potential still. He's only 22 years old. This is yet his third year in the big leagues, right? It's very special to still be one of the top 10 youngest players in the big leagues and be in your third year. So as he hits his stride, having missed the first month of the season, I'm excited for the rest of June, what it could hold for Chourio.
I'll be the Debbie Downer for today, though, Dom. We did have not one but two unfortunate reliever injuries. DL Hall with pec discomfort officially is the word from Pat Murphy, and then an arm contusion with Grant Anderson. That's tough. For it to happen twice in one game, is our reliever core set up to handle if either one of those two have to go on IL?
To answer the question shortly but bluntly, no, it's not. But no reliever core can handle losing two relievers on the same day. Right now, what I see, we talked to Grant and we talked to DL after the game today. DL was, you know, trying to hope for the best, but has to wait for the imaging and the testing to come back on what's going on with him. Grant was in good spirits. Grant was showed us the lace marks in his forearm. The fear is that because it's his right forearm, you just want to let the swelling go down. The first x-ray did not show any breaks, so that's good news. Take a couple days, make sure he's fine. He is going to travel with the team. I'm not worried about Grant Anderson in that regard. We'll see what happens with DL Hall and his imaging, given he has had a long injury history as a Brewer, which is something concerning. And then, you know, you look at a day like today where you give up 12 runs and Jake Woodford had to eat a lot of it. He doesn't have any options remaining. So as you go to two hitters' paradises this week in Colorado and Las Vegas, there's probably going to be some roster moves when you arrive in Denver tomorrow.
So let's talk about the starting rotation and that shuttle service that's going big time right now between Milwaukee and Nashville. Two of the best starters in baseball, there's no doubt about that. Woodruff is still injured. Assess the status of the starting rotation right now for the Brewers.
I think it's still good. It is definitely hurting a little bit. It definitely needs some bandaging right now. The loss of Logan Henderson is taking its toll. Granted, Shane Drouin is now going to step into his spot in the rotation on Sunday once again, just like he did last weekend in Houston. But what I see right now is a rotation that, all right, finally the depth is being tested. And all of the injuries they've been dealing with, not having Priester, not having Woodruff, now not having Henderson, moving Patrick to the bullpen. I mean, that's four guys that we all thought were going to be in the starting rotation this season that are either not active in the rotation or simply on the injured list. So, yes, Coleman Crowe is a rookie. We think that the Brewers sprinkle magic pixie dust on these guys and they all become great. Coleman had a bad day today. Brandon Sproat has not had a good day in a couple of weeks. So tomorrow is a very important day for Sproat to get back on the right track because they simply need some length and need some help in this starting rotation while they wait to get healthy.
Is it a rotation that could benefit from someone, say a few hundred miles east in Tarik Skubal?
Yeah, Tarik Skubal. Look, I said this on my show last night, and I'll say it again here. I just think it's a lazy take, personally, because I don't even know if he's going to be available, first and foremost. Second of all, Just because the Brewers have the number one farm system doesn't mean they're automatically going to trade some of that farm system to get maybe 8 or 9 starts of Tarek Skubal, right? This isn't a CC Sabathia situation where the Brewers are clearly trying to break a drought. There's some energy here. This team's still really good. This team still has a great 1-2, and hopefully it will get better when either Woodruff or Henderson returns at some point this year. This team needs offense. The problem right now is that there isn't a lot of offense available at the moment at the trade deadline. Granted, it's only June. Teams kind of figure out what you got, what you need, and then in July you find out who's actually going to be selling. So the American League is making this a mess because there are so many mediocre teams in the American League that all feel like they're still in it that you would hopefully be trying to call to make trades come July.
ESPN MLB Power Rankings are released today, Dom. The top three teams in baseball are these three teams. The Braves, the Dodgers, the Brewers, all National League teams. Is that how you see it?
I definitely see the Dodgers as one. I will not put the Braves one. The Braves are very good. I think Braves are clearly the second best team in baseball right now, way better than the Yankees, in my opinion. I think I would probably put the Brewers 3 or 4, depending on who you ask, because I think, similar to how Milwaukee gets disrespected, Cleveland's getting disrespected. They're on the American League side. I mean, they have a chance to win the series against the Yankees. I think that what I see is a very similarly built team that they have great pitching. They need some help on the offensive side, of course. And we'll see Cleveland the next time the Brewers are back at home.
It's interesting, too, when you do a little bit of the look ahead machine. You've got this road trip now with Colorado and the team without a home. They're just the Athletics. Yes, we're going to be in Vegas, which is going to be a fun series, and I'm sure there will be a lot made of it. And then you've got the Phillies and Cleveland before that Braves series at home. When you look at how jam-packed, Dom, the schedule is with that 5-gamer now with the Cardinals in July because of the makeup from earlier and just how much of a grind it's going to be as we get to the end of this month and into the start of next month before the All-Star game. When you've got these teams like Colorado, like the Athletics, who you should beat, even though it's June, is it still critical to get on the right track here and at least take 4 of 6?
Yeah, every game matters, right? Every single game matters. It does not. It's not a, you know, moral victory type situation. The Brewers are mad that they split this series with the Giants. I promise you that. And they felt like they played very, very poorly today and still had a chance to win late. Yesterday, they played, you know, not Brewers baseball for the last 2 innings of a 1-0 game, and it cost them a contest. But the way I see it, you described it well there, Adam, is the fact that you look at it right now, the Brewers are in this stretch where they're going to face 3 consecutive teams under 500 when you include the Giants, and you're getting ready for the Rockies, and you're getting ready for the A's. You will not see another team under 500 until after the All-Star break. So
exactly.
This is a very important stretch like you're talking about. That being said, the last time the Brewers were getting ready to face a gauntlet, like that Yankees series, they swept them. Like that Cubs series, they swept them. So I'm not saying to expect sweeps when those tougher opponents come to town, but the Brewers have proven they're kind of big game hunters. They get ready for the big ones, and they've lost a series to the Nats. They got swept by the Nats. They've struggled this week against the Giants, but maybe they're just teams that like the big boys and try to get after it when they're star power on the other side.
What are the biggest challenges to playing in that thin air in Denver?
It's the pitch movement. Everything about pitching in Denver and the way that the pitches move differently, your reactions move differently. Obviously, it's an offensive environment too, not just because of the elevation, but because of the gaps, right? You have so much more ground to cover as an outfielder. Balls that are maybe normally caught or even, you know, over the fence now become doubles and become sustained rallies and that sort of thing. I think the thing that's really interesting is I'm actually very nerdily excited to see how Jacob Mizorowski's stuff gets impacted by the altitude, because there's this long theory in baseball nerds is that velo does not get impacted by altitude. But in the faster your throw ball, the less at altitude it gets impacted. So if there's anyone that's throwing 97-mile-an-hour cutters, let me know. I know Jacob Mizorowski is.
Dom Catronio, check him out, the host of Brewers Extra Innings. Always great stuff, Dom. Are you on tonight?
I am on tonight. Taped edition, Brewers Weekly, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock here on WTMJ. Dom, thank you so much. Have a great rest
of
the night.
Thanks, guys.